Hey guys, and welcome back to a new podcast. Listen, it's been a long time because I was trying to figure out how I can record on a different platform without using my computer because I don't have a microphone right now and I wasn't sure how the headphones will work out. So I've been sitting here just waiting and all of a sudden I get this notification that the podcast platform that I use, which is Anchor, I can now cut and edit into the app that I use. So I'm like, that is perfect because there's moments where I'll blank out while I'm talking or Kyrie starts barking and he's all up on me right now. See, I can't edit that out. But other than that, that was the reasoning for me not making any podcast. And this episode is going to be pretty short. I just want to tell you guys that I am back and I am better. I am juggling a lot right now, let me tell you guys, but I just have to continue to work at it. Between working full-time, being a student, a grad student at that, being a doggy mommy, trying to work on my website, Living Cozy, trying to YouTube, and then do a podcast, and still trying to read all my books on my bookshelf, and have a social life, and be a good girlfriend, and all of the above. Like, everything is just really crazy right now in my life. So I think what I'm gonna have to do is obviously the most important thing, which is to schedule out everything. I'm thinking I want to post podcast on Thursday, even though today is not Thursday, today is Tuesday, but I feel like Thursday might be a great day for me to just do my podcast. And I'm gonna also try to, I don't know, this is pushing it, but I'm gonna try to record a content video on my YouTube channel maybe Thursday. I feel like Thursday is such a great day because my homework is usually due on a Wednesday or a Saturday or a Sunday. So I feel like Thursday is kind of like a break day for me. So I will definitely have more content for you guys. I just wanted to give you guys an update about what I've been going through, what's been up. I have been going to church more. I've always been in the church from when I was little. I've been in the choir. I went to Bible study. I've been to church every Sunday, baptized, everything. But as I got older and, you know, that church kind of just, you know, is not there anymore. I recently started going back to church with my boyfriend. I love that he goes with me. And we recently, actually last week, 2 days ago, Sunday, we couldn't make it to church. So we watched it live and we definitely needed that word. Like, we needed that word for sure. And I'm starting to listen to the Word Church live, which is with Pastor Ari Vernon. So that's definitely been helping me get through my days. I've been a little hard on myself because I'm not where I want to be as far as, you know, podcast wise or my blog wise or reading wise or, you know, meeting the standards of my standard, you know, my usual standards. But I have to realize that I am a one person and I'm doing the best the thing is, I don't think I'm doing the best I can. That's where I lied. I don't think I'm doing the best I can because I feel like on a lot of my downtime, I'd rather sit here and watch TV or I'd rather scroll on social media and just worry about what other people are doing when I can definitely be reading some of my books, knocking them out so I can do my book review on my YouTube page or, you know, editing a vlog, which I have a lot of footage. So I was going to edit, but it's just so much that I have to do. But I'm so happy that I'm able to knock out this, like at least let you guys know that I'm back. And, you know, just to bear with me, I know I'm starting from, you know, the bottom for sure. And just know that I'm going to get up there. I'm going to continue to be consistent, just like with my YouTube videos. I don't have a lot of subscribers. I don't stop. My dog is over here trying to attack me. But I don't have a lot of subscribers either or likes or anything on my page. So, I mean, I'm not really worried about it. I recently just redid my Instagram to where I wanted to look a little bit more professional and not all over the place. I want my Instagram to tell a story. So right now, I'm gonna get more into that a little bit later, but it's definitely, you know, starting over. I archived my pictures, so it's not like I deleted them. I can bring them back at any point in time. But for right now, I'm not focused on likes, which I'm not really getting my likes for the followers that I have, which is okay. It's cool. I wasn't getting those before, but my likes are pretty much really down. It could be because I have a boyfriend, but then again, people don't care about that. They like a good picture or whatever. But yeah, they're down. But it's not, for me, it's not about the likes right now or the comments, it's about the interaction, because brands see that you have different interactions, who's looking, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know likes are everything for me right now, because I'm trying to really just have it to where somebody comes on my page just to check me out, and they can automatically see that there's a story being told based on the photos that I'm putting out there. So that's my main goal. I wasn't worried at first. I was a little, I'm like, oh my god, I'm about to start over, but it's worth it because I have a lot of, I'm planning my photos now. But like I said, that's a whole different podcast. It's gonna be like a social media podcast. So yeah, that's pretty much what I'm up to. I've really just been fighting myself and, you know, being hard on myself, which I definitely need. I need more structure in my life. My dog is actually about to go back with my dad. I only had him for a couple months because, was it a year? Has it been a year? It'll be a year. Well, no, he's not going to make it to a year with me. But yeah, my dad was getting a house built, so I volunteered to keep my dog, which is like literally like the hardest thing in my life right now. It's not hard, but I feel like he deserves it better. I can't give him the attention that he needs. And I just feel like my carpet's all damaged because he's peed and pooped all over it. So I just feel like I'm at a standstill because I feel like I can't decorate how I want because my carpet, I don't know, I'm irritating. Like, I'm so anal about stupid stuff like that. But yeah, I will be getting my carpet cleaned as soon as he leaves and just really going at it with the decorating. You know, it's about to be fall time and he won't be here for the fall. So I can get everything together and I have to worry about walking him, feeding him. You know, it's more money I'm saving on my rent because he's definitely a bill. So that's definitely going to be a different, you know, outlook for me. But at the same time, I am going to miss him. I'm going to still be scared because if I hear a noise, I'm going to be like, oh, shoot, that ain't Kyrie. Who is that? So it's going to be a little different. But I've been crying about him for the longest. But his time is slowly coming to an end with me. He deserves to be with a family that can give him attention. And I know my little sisters, it's three of them, so they can definitely give him attention. And then my dad and my stepmom. So he's going to be in a better home, better place. And he can always come here if he wants to sometimes. But yeah, I've been struggling with him and just really trying to be the better doggy mom. But it's hard. It's definitely hard. What else? I guess this is really a reflecting podcast because I'm just sitting here letting y'all know everything that's going on. I didn't told y'all a lot of stuff that's going on. What else is new with me? I got my belly pierced. I was going through a stage. I was just at work. I'm just like, I need to live life more because I'm always worried about being so structured when right now I need structure. Like, I know people say try not to be so routine, but right now in my life with everything I have going on, I have to have a routine. I have to have a flow. I cannot just be all over the place. I can't do that. You know, other people may be able to do that, but your girl cannot do that. I cannot do it at all. You know? So, yeah, I'm one of those people that have to stay organized, keep maybe 10 planners, write down everything. I can't memorize anything or else I would be all over the place. I would forget everything because the way my memory is set up, it just isn't set up. So I definitely have to write down everything. I have different planning methods, different planners, just everything. I have to be organized. And I think that's where a lot of my anxiety comes from. If I'm not organized in some area of my life, like if my house isn't clean, if my hair isn't done, if I haven't worked out in like a month, like just little stuff like that, or if I haven't written down all of the assignments from my syllabus for class, I just feel like I'm all over the place, and then I start feeling bad for myself. Then I get in this really emotional state. It's like mini depression. You know what I'm saying? I just have to be organized. And sometimes I don't like to be organized because I like to improvise a lot of the times. Because there might be a night where I might go out with a friend or, you know, I just happen to come home later. And my whole routine gets thrown off. I'm not able to come home and cook and then meal prep and then clean and then do homework and then you do this, do that. So I have to prepare my mind and just prepare myself for not always being so organized, because that definitely will mess up my emotional state and really have a toll on my life. So
I'm trying not to be super duper organized, but then again, when it's needed, it's definitely done. Like now, I have my laptop right in front of me, and I have my syllabus out. I just finished my first week of grad, well, not first week of grad school, well, this semester, because I'll be done in May. But today, we had, we didn't have anything due, but like our initial posts are due on Wednesdays, and like we have to comment on, it's just a lot. We have to comment on other people's posts by like Saturday or Sunday, depending on the class. But this semester, it really seems like it's a lot. Like it's not just commenting and posting papers. It's like a lot of, it's a lot in between. So I definitely have to ground myself and I have to just cut out a lot of things. I think I might stop watching TV for a while. I know a lot of the times I like to come home after work and just, you know, watch a show. I deleted all of my apps that are like Hulu. Well, no, I still have Hulu. I'm paying on Hulu because it's only like $5 or something like that. But I deleted HBO, so I can't watch Insecure. I was so upset because I went to go watch it today or yesterday. Yeah, yesterday because it was Sunday. I went to go watch it and I couldn't watch it because I deleted my, I actually unsubscribed or whatever, and it was expired, so I wasn't about to pay $15, because that little money adds up, and I realized that I had a lot of miscellaneous, it's not like miscellaneous, but it is miscellaneous, like a whole bunch of charges on my account, and those charges probably accumulated up to maybe over $100, and it was just little stuff like Audible, like I could see if I was using those apps every day, but I wasn't using them every day, and I was paying on them, so I'm just like, okay, I'm kind of effing myself over by letting them take this much money. I deleted my Apple Music, so I just use Pandora, but usually I'm into podcasts. Like I've always been into podcasts since like last year, so I always listen to them while I'm at work. It makes my day go by faster. I kind of tend to listen to like the longer ones, like The Friend Zone, I love that one. That one is like an hour and a half long, sometimes 2 hours. I don't know. Maybe I'm tripping, but it's long. It's not 30 minutes, 24 minutes like Oprah's. I wish hers was longer. But I listen to those to make my days go by faster. And instead of listening to music while I'm on my way to work or on my way home from work or just anywhere, I started listening to podcasts. So it's not that bad without music. Sometimes I do have the urge to, you know, turn up or just really be in my feels where I just want to hear some R&B. But I get over it and I listen to a podcast and it just helps me, you know? So, oh, Jesus, I just lost my train of thought talking about podcasts. Oh, yeah, I was talking about my apps and stuff. Sorry, y'all. I was talking about my apps and how I just deleted everything, like basically decluttering. We could say I decluttered my phone because I don't have those apps on there anymore. And I also decluttered my bank account because it's going to be charges that are real charges, like my rent and my insurance and car note, like stuff like that, you know? So I don't want to see Hulu and Audible and Apple Music, just all these stupid charges. So I definitely did that. I have to get my life in order. That's what it is. What else is going on? Transitioned into vegetarianism. I was pescatarianism. I was a pescatarian where I was only eating seafood and, you know, like vegetables and stuff. But now I cut seafood out as of 2 weeks ago and I feel great. I feel amazing. I started doing yoga thanks to my friends, Denisha and Cachet. Well, I had already did yoga like a lot back then, but like I never took it serious where I would do it consistently. But I'm actually about to do a yoga routine after I finish this podcast because I just like the way it makes me feel. And I just feel like I need to be more present with my body and listen to my body more, you know, and stop waiting. I remember this might be TMI, but I used to wait till the last minute to use the bathroom. And it's like, no, if you got to go, then go. Like whatever you have to do, just go. Listen to your body. Also, if I'm thirsty, get some water. If I'm hungry, get some food. Like I used to literally wait until I got home or something. I'm just like, I'm killing my body. So I am trying to be better to myself. I don't have any hair in my head besides the hair that I was born with and that I have grown. I'm trying the natural. Well, I've always been natural for over 10 years now. So I'm not trying the whole natural thing, but I'm trying to just focus on my hair and take better care of it without getting my hair done until maybe I get ready to go to Philly, which is going to be so hard because that's in October. And I know how tired I get without not tired, but I get annoyed by my hair, my real hair. So I'm going to give it a shot and see how well it does. I feel like your hair will listen to you when you listen to it and when you nourish it and take care of it. And I feel like I'm getting there. I used to neglect my hair. I'm not even going to lie. I should do a whole video on this. I definitely should do a video on my hair. But I used to neglect it, but now I'm showing it love and it's showing me love too. So that's pretty much what's going on with me. I am about to be a busy, 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 busy person. I am trying to really just commit to working, school, my podcast, YouTube, and my website. That is the main thing. Oh, yeah, and also fitness, you know, of course, mind, body, and soul type things. But those are my main, like, business things that I need to focus on, and it's a lot. It's definitely a lot. Work and school just by itself is a lot. So for me to just do, I feel like the extra stuff isn't extra because it's for me and it's for my future. So it's hard. It's hard because I'm always tired, but I'm going to train myself to not be on my phone, not scroll so much unless I'm posting something. Or maybe it is an opportunity for me to be on my phone, you know, like maybe I'm waiting for some food that I ordered, or maybe I'm at the grocery store waiting in line. Okay, I can scroll then, but not while I'm at home on the couch doing nothing. I refuse to do that anymore. So that's cut out. TV is cut out. I just feel like it's so much that can be done in all the time that I use for Instagram and social media. Well, that is social media. For Instagram and TV and stuff like that. So that's pretty much where my mind is right now. I want to end this year strong. I want to feel great. I want to look great. And I want to inspire people, and I want to be consistent with whatever it is I do. And I just want to be great. So you guys can follow me along this journey. And I just want to say thank you guys for tuning in to this episode with your girl Brandy J, founder of Living Cozy. Make sure you guys subscribe to my YouTube channel at youtube.com/BrandyJanelle. My Instagram, I am Brandy J. My Twitter, _BrandyJ_. And I don't really use Facebook, so I'm not going to give it out. My Snapchat, BrandyJ4. Everything is going to be in the description. And more importantly, make sure that you guys subscribe to this podcast. And also, give me that 5-star. Give me that 5-star because I'm a 5-star chick. Okay. I was going to say, okay, but I got tired of that. So I said, okay. But anyways, I'm about to get on the flow and do this yoga so I can feel good and drink my water. And I will chat with you guys next week. I will see you guys later. Bye.